Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Lenning School Watch. To Lenning School Watch Friday Night Special. Tonight we have John from Africa. He will be calling in to read in Swahili in the Book of John. Our toll-free call-in number is 1-877-497-9937. The local number is 818-394-8537. You can email questions to diane@lenning.com. Email Diane with questions at diane@lenning.com. Tonight's show is with John, co-host John from Africa. And Diane will be sharing in English. Thank you so much for joining us. We will be starting in about 1 minute. Our show tonight is with co-host John from Africa in Swahili, and I will speak English. Welcome to tonight's show. This is your host, Diane Linning. We'll be discussing and reading in the book of John tonight, the second chapter. I will be reading and interpreting in English and explaining what it means. And we are still waiting for John, who will call in from Africa, to interpret in Swahili. Now, I'm not the great solo host that, say, my dad was. He was a wonderful singer. But I'm going to try to sing a few songs every so often, just so those who call in can have something to sing along with that's a Christian song. And I know this is an old familiar one that many people know. This is the day. This is the day. This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice. I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. We'll sing that a little bit later, so you can have opportunity, if you are, say, from Africa, to learn one of the songs we sing here in church in America. And hopefully, eventually, we'll have that in Swahili, but we're taking it one step at a time here. Okay, so let's open tonight. This is Diane Linning, your host, educated for over 30 years, recently retired, now in law school, and now I'm doing the Bible lessons, helping others to learn English and the Word of God in the book of John to begin with. So let's open tonight and bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you again so much for all the wonderful opportunities you've given us and for this opportunity to share the gospel throughout the world in various languages. We pray for those who are assisting us in the various languages that people around the world of all languages can understand the book, God's book, and come to know you as well as their personal Savior. And we do try to give everyone that opportunity each time. And we just pray that you will bless everyone who's listening, that they will gain understanding from what is read and realize the relevance to their lives, and that Christianity is not really a religion. It's a relationship with Jesus Christ and with God the Father. We just praise you for everything in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, tonight we're going to begin in John. If you have your book of John with you and you want to follow along, that's fine, but you don't have to. You can just listen. I'm a little bit dramatic sometimes, and I even give a little background music. So as long as it works tonight, I'm sorry it sounded like it was having technical difficulties tonight, so I hope the sound is okay. But we'll try it again here. Okay, John chapter 2. Jesus changes water into wine. On the third day, a wedding took place at Cana in Galilee. Jesus' mother was there, and Jesus and his disciples had also been invited to the wedding. When the wine was gone, Jesus' mother said to him, "They have no more wine." "Woman, why do you involve me?" Jesus replied. "My hour has not yet come." His mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Well, nearby stood six stone water jars, the kind used by the Jews for ceremonial washing, each holding from 20 to 30 gallons. Those were big jars. Jesus said to the servants, "Fill the jars with water." So they filled them to the brim. Then he told them, "Now draw some out and take it to the master of the banquet." They did so, and the master of the banquet tasted the water that had been turned into wine. He did not realize where it had come from, though the servants who had drawn the water knew. Then he called the bridegroom aside and said, "Everyone brings out the choice wine first, and then the cheaper wine after the guests have had too much to drink. But you have saved the best till now." What Jesus did here in Cana of Galilee was the first of the signs through which he revealed his glory, and his disciples believed in him. Verse 12, after this, he went down to Capernaum with his mother and brothers and his disciples. There they stayed for a few days. Jesus clears the temple courts. Verse 13, when it was almost time for the Jewish Passover, Jesus went up to Jerusalem. In the temple courts, he found people selling cattle, sheep, and doves, and others sitting at tables exchanging money. So he made a whip out of cords and drove all from the temple courts, both sheep and cattle. He scattered the coins of the money changers and overturned their tables. To those who sold doves, he said, "Get these out of here. Stop turning my father's house into a market." His disciples remembered that it is written, "Zeal for your house will consume me." The Jews then responded to him, "What sign can you show us to prove your authority to do all this?" Jesus answered them, "Destroy this temple, and I will raise it up again in 3 days." Now we're going to find he's speaking symbolically there. 20. They replied, "It has taken 46 years to build this temple, and you are going to raise it in 3 days?" But the temple he had spoken of was his body. After he was raised from the dead, his disciples recalled what he had said. Then they believed the scripture and the words that Jesus had spoken. Now, while he was in Jerusalem, at the Passover festival, many people saw the signs he was performing and believed in his name. But Jesus would not entrust himself to them, for he knew all people. He did not need any testimony about mankind, for he knew what was in each person. That is chapter 2 in the book of John. I'm going to explain what that means a bit to give you some understanding. We are seeing here a miracle that Jesus has performed. Jesus is indeed the miracle worker, and he can provide miracles in your lives. He performed a miracle in my life many years ago, and if we have time tonight, I might tell about it. We'll just see if John calls it on time. But the miracle here was that he turned water into wine. Now, I don't know anybody else in history who has ever done such a miracle. I don't even think magicians or sorcerers or any of those kind of people have ever done anything to equal this. And even so, he waited to give it at the end, when people probably wouldn't know any better whether it was the best wine that had been saved to last. And isn't it interesting that his mother said to the servants, "Do whatever he tells you." Remember, she had been visited by the angel and the Holy Spirit when she was visited in a way that the conception of Christ took place in her womb. So she knew the Spirit and what it could do and the power that would be in God's Son. So she was helping her son, Jesus, here in what she probably had a foreshadowing of what was going to happen. Now, when we ask Jesus for miracles, sometimes it happens right away, like this one. Sometimes it takes some time and continued walking and believing in the Lord Jesus Christ. Mine took some time. And I hope I will have time later on to share about that. And then we see that he talked about destroying the temple. Well, you know there's a temple in Jerusalem, a real one, that they are talking about destroying. But Jesus was talking about our body as a temple. And when we are Christians, we need to practice keeping our temples holy, because our temples are an abiding place for the Spirit of God. Each one of us can show the love and power of God through our temples, and it's important for us to keep them holy and to follow the Scripture and to try not to sin and to ask for forgiveness if you do. So these men who asked him about rebuilding the temple in 3 days didn't know what he was talking about, and really neither did his followers. But when he died, was crucified, and his body raised up again in 3 days, then they knew exactly what he meant, and that he indeed confirmed again that he was the Son of God. Now, if you'd like to receive Christ into your heart right now, tonight, you can do that. It's as easy as saying a prayer with me. And each person decides this for themselves. God gives each one of us the free choice to choose whether we want to accept him into our lives as our Lord and Savior. If you'd like to do that with me, and if you're in a public place, you could just do this in your spirit. You don't have to speak it out loud, but if you want to speak it out loud, that's fine too. Let's pray together. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you so much for the listeners here tonight who are anxious and hungry to hear the Word of God. We pray that you would bless them tonight. And each one, as you ask the Lord into your heart tonight, confess that you have sinned, for we know all have sinned, it says in Romans 3:23. And all of us have sinned, but Christ can forgive that tonight. No matter what you've done, God forgives all sins. And believe that Jesus is the Lord, the Christ, the Son of the living God, and ask him into your heart as your Lord and Savior. You might say, "Dear Lord, I ask you into my heart and life right now as my Lord and Savior, and help me to walk each day from now on as a Christian and to grow in strength and stature like Christ, to have a holy temple in my body as Christ did, and to give me strength to follow your way, and help me to get my spiritual food on a regular basis, either by listening on this radio show, reading the scripture, or attending a church." And we just believe tonight that the angels are singing in heaven as you accept the Lord Jesus Christ into your heart. And we pray these things in Jesus' name. We thank you so much, dear Jesus, for each one who has accepted you into their heart tonight. We pray a special blessing for them, that you will be with them and protect them and help them to share now with others that they have received a new friend into their life, received a new friend who's going to help them to live a better life. Let's just worship together and listen as we sing. Imagine the angels in heaven are singing as you have received the Lord Jesus Christ. Just worship along with the music. And thank you, Jesus. Just praise the Lord for what he's done in your life. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for the Mormon Tabernacle Choir for singing that beautiful song, and the angels are singing in heaven tonight for those who have received the Lord Jesus into their heart. We are going to be talking to one of our callers in just a minute. If you'd like to call in, we have a few minutes here where I could chat with you and answer questions, or you can make comments. You can call into our toll-free number, 1-877-497-9937. Again, that's 1-877-497-9937. Okay, we have a caller from the 919 area. Hello, caller. How are you tonight?
I'm fine, thank you.
Good. And what's your name and what state are you from? Just your first name.
North Carolina. My name is Nuon.
Oh, hi, you called in before. I'm so glad to have you back.
Yeah.
So go ahead. Have you been able to share with any of your friends about our show?
Yes, yeah. I share with them, you know. So they're pretty happy. So we so joy. We talk about the Lord, you know, and together. So we so lucky. You know, human being on earth, we follow the Lord Jesus, he's alive.
Amen.
Yeah, we know follow for the dead.
Do you speak another language? Because we're trying to add other languages.
Oh, I speak Thai.
Oh, good. Okay. All right. So we're supposed to have our Thai two nights ago, but Nancy couldn't call in, so hopefully we'll have it this coming Wednesday night, so you have another chance here to hear this in Thai.
Okay, Wednesday night next week?
Yeah, just how many days here, about 5 days from now?
Yeah.
Good, but it'll be at 8 o'clock.
Okay, 8 o'clock at night.
Yeah, I do this one on Friday night at 9 o'clock because the young man's supposed to call in from Africa and he still hasn't called. He was late last time. So I'm trying to hang on a little longer in case he calls. But do you have anything you'd like to pray about tonight since you're on the line?
Well, I pray to the Lord, you know, every day. So I have a joy in him. So he teach us new things, you know, every day. So thank you for that. I pray to the Lord for salvation. We such a joy to the Lord. You know, we receive the Lord, the real God.
Praise the Lord.
Yeah.
And the Bible, the scriptures, is like your spiritual food.
Yeah, yes. Spiritual food. We receive the real God. Oh, I so joy. You know, that's all the human being need on earth. We no need to forget about stop, need that, you know. The Lord will provide.
That's right.
Yeah. So anything else, the Lord provides, so we forget to the Him. So we so joy. That's all my life, you know. So something new every day, He connect with the new people, and the gospel did that, you know. So I'm so happy about that.
Would you like to just say a few words about your testimony of knowing the Lord in Thai?
Yeah.
Why don't you do that for a couple minutes?
Okay.
Go ahead.
I talk now? Yeah.
Yes.
ในเมื่อข้าพระองค์มาเชื่อในเมื่อฉันได้เชื่อพระเจ้าได้ต้อนรับพระเยซูคริสต์มาเป็นพระเจ้าของข้าพระเจ้าข้าพระเจ้ามีความยินดีมีความชื่นชมยินดีในชีวิตฝ่ายจิตวิญญาณชีวิตของข้าพระเจ้าไม่ได้มองไปยังสิ่งของเงินทองพระเจ้าบอกว่าให้ต้อนรับพระองค์ก่อนแล้วสิ่งของเงินทองทุกอย่างแล้วพระองค์จะทรงประทานให้สิ่งนั้นก็เป็นจริงในชีวิตของข้าพระเจ้าทุกสิ่งทุกอย่างเมื่อก่อนนี้ชีวิตมืดมนข้าพระเจ้าไม่รู้ว่าสวรรค์อยู่ที่ไหนและใครเป็นผู้รับรองที่จะไปสวรรค์หลังจากข้าพระเจ้าเปิดใจต้อนรับพระเยซูคริสต์มาเป็นพระเจ้าของข้าพระเจ้าข้าพระเจ้ามีจิตใจแตกต่างมีความสว่างอยู่ฝ่ายจิตวิญญาณอยู่ฝ่ายลึกซึ้งในชีวิตของข้าพระเจ้าแล้วพระองค์ก็ทรงสอนข้าพระองค์ในพระคำของพระเจ้าบอกว่าพระเยซูเป็นทางนั้นเป็นความจริงและเป็นชีวิตไม่มีใครไปถึงสวรรค์ได้นอกจากมาทางพระองค์พระเจ้าเป็นผู้รับรองให้แก่ข้าพเจ้าไม่ใช่มนุษย์รับรองข้าพเจ้าไม่ได้ติดตามศาสนาแต่ข้าพเจ้าติดตามพระเจ้าองค์เที่ยงแท้แต่องค์เดียวผู้ทรงพระชนอยู่ข้าพเจ้าขอบคุณพระเจ้าแล้วชีวิตของข้าพเจ้าก็มีความหวังมีความชื่นชมยินดีในชีวิตพระองค์ประทานชีวิตใหม่ให้แก่ข้าพเจ้าความชื่นชมยินดีพี่น้องคริสเตียนทุกคนก็มีความรักซึ่งกันและกันไม่ต้องเสแสร้งไม่ต้องโกหกจริงก็ว่าจริงไม่จริงก็ว่าไม่จริงพระเจ้าของข้าพเจ้าสอนเช่นนั้นพวกข้าพเจ้าก็พยายามติดตามดำเนินชีวิตในทางของพระองค์ข้าพเจ้าขอบคุณพระเจ้าจริงๆในชีวิตของข้าพเจ้าขอบคุณองค์พระเยซูคริสต์เจ้าที่ทรงไถ่โทษบาปของข้าพเจ้าพระองค์บอกว่าไม่ว่าบาปสิ่งไหนจะบาปยิ่งใหญ่แค่ไหนพระองค์ก็จะยกโทษให้หมดขอให้เราต้อนรับพระองค์มาเป็นพระเจ้าของเราแล้วดำเนินชีวิตกับพระองค์แต่ผู้เดียวเท่านั้นขอบคุณพระเจ้า Thank you for the Father Thank you the Lord Jesus ขอบคุณพระเยซูคริสต์ผู้เป็นไถ่โทษบาปให้แก่ข้าพเจ้า Thank you
Well thank you Nguyen from North Carolina speaking in Thai sharing her testimony in Thai and
yes.
Our young man John must have gottensidetracked and is not calling in, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to sing one more song and then I'm going to pray and we'll play a tape and hope that maybe he will come on in the next 10 minutes. And then, but if not, we'll be closing tonight. Again, I'm going to sing This Is the Day that I sang at the beginning. If you'd like to learn this song with us
yes.
in English, it might be one you'd want to sing. So, let me get set here. I'm not the best singer, but I do my best. Here we go. This is the day This is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice, and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. One more time, sing it with me. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made, that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice, I will rejoice and be glad in it, and be glad in it. This is the day that the Lord hath made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. This is the day, this is the day that the Lord hath made. Praise the Lord. Amen. Well, we're going to be playing a little music at the end here. And we'll be hoping that John will call in. If not, we'll try to reschedule him for another night so we can do Swahili. He's calling from Africa, and I don't know, sometimes he gets sidetracked. So let's just bow our heads together. Lord, we pray for John, whatever has sidetracked him, that you will bless him and continue to help him in growing his crops, that they will be bountiful and supply his needs, and bless his family and their church, and help them to tell others about the goodness of God and how to accept Jesus as their Savior. We just know that there are millions of people around the world who would love to know about Jesus Christ, that would love to ask him into their hearts. We pray that this word would get to them and that others would share about the radio show so they can tune in and listen. And we pray for any of those who might have prayer requests that maybe they didn't call in. We pray that you would touch those who are sick and heal them in Jesus' name. We pray that you would help those who want to be strong Christians and who are being tempted, that you will help them to find strength in spiritual food and listening to the Word of God each week, and to get a Bible and begin to read and study more in the book of John. For we know the book of John is really the beginnings of becoming a Christian. And then as it gets stronger, we will move forward in other books as well. And we just praise you, Lord, that you will have your way in the future here. We pray for those around the world who are trying to cause war among others, that you would soften their hearts and woo them unto you by your Spirit. And even those who are Muslims would begin to seek out and accept you as their Lord and Savior. For we know a loving God shows love and kindness to others. A loving God does not kill people as they disagree with our religion. Even you, God, give people a choice whether to accept or receive Jesus Christ as their Savior. You don't force people to accept you as their religion. You allow free choice. Lord, put it in the hearts and minds of those who would cause war among others. Give people their own free choice to decide who they're going to serve. And we just pray these things, Lord, for the blessings of those who would receive you and for the furtherance of your kingdom. And in Jesus' name we thank you, Lord. Amen. This is Diane Lennon, your host. We have a Friday night special every Friday night. We will tune in again next Friday night, and I will read the next chapter. And if John calls in, we'll let him interpret in Swahili. We hope that he does. He might have had a difficulty connecting on the phone. And we will appreciate you calling in or emailing me. You can email me during the week with questions or comments or prayer requests at diane@lennon.com. D-I-A-N-E @L-E-N-N-I-N-G. Let's just finish out the last minute together, just worshiping the Lord and thanking Him for His many blessings and for the new ones He's brought into His family tonight. We praise You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus, for all Your blessings and that we have the opportunity to live a life as a Christian and be in God's family. We just praise You. Praise You, Jesus, the Holy One. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise You, Lord. Bless You, the one. Thank You for calling in. Appreciate Your continued support and any of the others to call in too. In Jesus' name, may God bless you. Be upon you. I love you. God loves you. May God's blessings be upon you. Good night. Take care. Good night.